I spoke to Barry O'Keefe QC on Monday on this issue, which eventually is going to force Kevin Rudd out from under. Mr. Rudd announced earlier this month that his government would apologise to Australians who were robbed of their innocence in state and church institutions. Now, we all know about the Rudd government promises, whether they're fuel watch, grocery watch, hospital watch, or whatever. I made the point yesterday that if the federal government, perhaps, just perhaps, is dedicated to apologising to those robbed of their innocence, what's happening to the Heiner affair in Queensland? As I've said many times, it takes its name from an inquiry which has been conducted by a former magistrate who's now dead, Noel Heiner. It involved pack rape at Queensland's John Oxley Juvenile Detention Centre. Gang rape of a ward of the state in Queensland, which has not been investigated, even though two of the boys who assaulted the Aboriginal girl admitted to rape the day after the attack. This is 20 years ago. This happened under the Goss government. The Goss cabinet and public servants associated with it destroyed documents in relation to these sexual attacks when it was known the documents would be wanted as evidence. Mr. Rudd was the chief of staff to Premier Wayne Goss. Many people wonder how Mr. Rudd can hold a press conference each Sunday on the door of his local parish church while this sort of stuff is happening under his watch, or it happened under his watch and it continues to be uninvestigated, as I said 20 years ago. The Queensland government and senior public servants shredding public records, knowing they were required as evidence in anticipated court proceedings. I spoke to Julia Gillard about whistleblowers yesterday. Kevin Lindeberg is a former public sector union official. He has stood at the gate for 20 years declaring that this shredding has been an illegal act. Sections 129 and 132 of the Queensland Criminal Code deal with the offences of the destruction of evidence and the conspiracy to defeat justice. We've had a Ford inquiry in Queensland into child abuse. What happened at the John Oxley Youth Detention Centre was ruled by Premier Beattie, in the terms of reference, out of bounds. What happened at John Oxley has never been investigated. But the Ford inquiry was headed by former Governor of Queensland, Lynine Ford, an inquiry which never confronted the reality that all members of the Goss cabinet, who participated in the decision to shred the Heiner documents, five of whom served in the Beattie cabinet, in the opinion of some of the nation's most senior legal figures, they should be found guilty of the obstruction of justice, along with the public servants who operated with them. Now, there's something rotten when people like Sir Harry Gibbs, a former Chief Justice of the High Court of Australia, a former West Australian Chief Justice, two retired New South Wales Chief Judges, two retired New South Wales Supreme Court Judges, people like Barry O'Keefe QC, to whom I spoke on Monday, the eminent QC David Roth, who's audited all this material and compiled a 3,000-page, 9-volume document which alleges there are 67 unaddressed, alleged, prima facie criminal charges against the Goss cabinet and public servants that need to be addressed. This is not a witch hunt against Kevin Rudd. When people began reviewing this material, the year was 1998. Mr. Beazley was leader of the opposition. There wasn't the slightest suggestion that Kevin Rudd ever would be. But Peter Beattie, Anna Bligh, and now Kevin Rudd, Labor leaders, have refused to appoint an independent special prosecutor to investigate these issues. Meanwhile, Kevin Lindeberg, the public servant in question, has been humiliated, vilified, condemned, ridiculed, called a crackpot, labelled obsessive, his livelihood ruined just because, as a former public sector union official, he has declared the shredding of these documents of evidence to be an illegal act. He's got a stack of legal luminaries to support him. The scandal has been categorised by the International Community of Archivists as one of the 14 great shredding scandals of the 20th century. It's lectured about in universities around the world, Michigan, Pittsburgh, Cape Town, Manitoba and British Columbia. It's been declared by Whistleblowers Australia as one of the nation's five most important episodes of whistleblowing. Nothing done. Kevin Lindeberg's on the line. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
So Mr. Rudd and his government are saying that it'll apologise to Australians who've been robbed of their innocence in state and church institutions. How ironical is that?
Well, it's terribly ironical. And the point is, Alan, while those people who've been abused are entitled to an apology, one would hope that it's untainted by the person who is giving it. Mm. Otherwise, it's rubbing salt into the wound.
All these eminent judges way back in 2007 called for a special prosecutor to investigate the affair. They delivered their findings to Premier Beattie, were ignored.
That's right.
Beattie resigned. They delivered their findings to Anna Bligh. They were ignored.
That's right.
You lodged a complaint with the Crime and Misconduct Commission's Parliamentary Oversight Committee. You lodged the documents in February 2008, the 9 volumes of the Rofe audit, 68 alleged prima facie criminal charges against various public officials, the August 2007 judge's statements, a 55-page legal background document, and you asked for the material to be reviewed by an independent interstate QC or a retired judge. Nothing happened.
No, that was our right under the law, we believe.
That's right.
To be independently. We didn't want it to be reviewed by politicians, politicians investigating themselves effectively. We wanted somebody independent.
Independent, and that was ignored. That was ignored by the Parliamentary Crime and Misconduct Committee with a predominance of Labor people on it, so that was ignored. Then the Prime Minister nominated Quentin Bryce to become the next Governor-General. Is it true that both Kevin Rudd and Quentin Bryce, as the Queensland Governor, were adversely named in the audit over the handling of the matter?
Well, it's reported that's so.
Because representations were made to Quentin Bryce to do something about this.
That's right. I did that when she was the governor in Queensland. All the evidence...
And that was ignored too.
That's right. All the evidence of this matter, the child abuse, the breaching of the law, the misinterpretations of the law was put to...
And so whoever the governor of Queensland might be, I mean, they are implicated because you're saying they did nothing when representations were made to that office for justice.
Well, the system had broken down, and under our system, we say that we have a right to approach our head of state,
correct,
governor, that's what I did.
And then when that didn't work, you wrote to the Queen on the 30th of May last year, pointing out the relevant Heine facts and the danger of swearing in a new Governor-General while serious questions remain unanswered, and you thought the Queen had a right to know.
That's right, because I wanted to protect the integrity of the office of Governor-General in Australia.
Yeah, and we're not saying that anything had been proven against Quentin Bryce in respect to her handling of the Heine affair, but just that her conduct and that of others was the subject of an ongoing investigation in the Rofe QC audit.
That's what was that. Yes, it was being investigated by a lawful authority.
That's it.
The PCMC and the Queensland Parliament. And it was wrong for anybody to take on that position while questions remain unanswered.
You sent a copy of your letter to the then Governor-General Michael Jeffrey. Am I right in saying that the Michael Jeffrey, the then Governor-General, on June 10 last year, wrote to Prime Minister Rudd seeking an investigation and advice on the contents of the letter, which in effect was about the Heine affair?
I hold that letter, yes, that's absolutely
correct. Prime Minister Rudd ignored the letter from the Governor-General?
That's right, ignored and is still ignoring it.
So you wrote to the Queen again on October 24 last year and Buckingham Palace responded?
Yes, they ended up putting the matter into the hands of the Queensland Premier.
And they told you in your letter that they had forwarded a letter, someone writing on behalf of the Queen, to Anna Bligh, MP, Premier of Queensland, Queensland State Parliament, PO Box 15185, City East, Queensland 4002, and it says so that your approach to Her Majesty on this matter may be known and consideration given to the points you raise.
That's right. That's right. They wanted consideration of the matters that...
So Premier Bligh has ignored the Queen's request?
That's right.
But you got a letter on the 22nd of May this year from the Premier's Director-General who said that the Queen had never written to Premier Bligh.
Well, what they're claiming is that when the correspondence came across, there was no covering letter, it was just a compliment slip. And therefore, they're saying there was no letter, therefore we can ignore it.
On the 7th of January this year, a year after the complaint was first lodged in February 2008, the PCMC, the Parliamentary Committee, decided not to refer the documents or the opinions by eminent judges for independent examination.
That's right. The Labor Party members on that committee did so.
That's right, a majority decision. So the government, no matter how, has done everything it can to prevent any investigation.
Well, Alan, the point is that particular committee, by law, in terms of making the type of decision in respect of our matter, had to be bipartisan.
That's right.
But they've come down with a majority decision.
That's right.
Which, according to QCs and eminent people, it must be a nullity. It has no standing at law.
That's right. But still, the end result means that still nothing has been done. The alleged offences in the Rofe audit remain unaddressed by an independent authority.
That's right. And, Alan, the contents of that could change the face of Queensland, if not Australia, and they're being hidden in the safe of the PCMC up in the Queensland Parliament.
If there is nothing to worry about, why would Kevin Rudd be frightened of an external examination?
Exactly. And why shouldn't the Rofe audit be tabled in Parliament so everybody can look at it?
Yep. Are they hoping people like you will run out of money, patience and all the rest of it to continue to fight?
Well, Alan, we're ready to go to court, but of course we need funds to do that. But I'm not going to run. I'm not going away. I've stood the test of time and I'm not about to move on.
Good on you. Well, we're not going away either, Kevin. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you for your time. That's called justice, eh? Or as Barry O'Keefe said, the rule of law. What's it mean? Nothing. And Tony Fitzgerald, QC, brought down a report and talked about levels of corruption in Queensland. Who are the instruments and agents of that corruption?